We shall read now from the Holy Word of God what you find in the Epistle to the Romans, chapter 5, verses 1 till 11. Romans 5, verses 1 to 11. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commanded his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Let's ask the blessing of the Lord first. O Lord, we thank thy holy name that thou givest us to be here around thy holy word. And we pray for thy Holy Spirit in speaking and in listening. For without thee, O Lord, we can do nothing. O Lord, remember our children, our young ones, that thy word may touch their heart too this day, and that our meeting together may be to thy glory. O Lord, that we may understand, that we may experience that wonderful matter to have joy in tribulations. The world cannot understand it, but where thou works with thy Spirit, and we are real connected, united with thee, O Lord Jesus, then the secret is revealed to us. O Lord, help us. Help us for the sake of the Savior, and be with us and bless us. O Lord, we don't deserve it, but we ask it only for the Redeemer's sake. Amen. Maybe, my dear friends, young and older, it's difficult to understand for you how one can be glad in tribulations. How is that possible? My dear children, when you have pain, how can you be glad together? When you have sorrow, how can there be joy in your heart at the same time? Yet, the Word of God teaches us that it is possible. There are so many tribulations in our life, also when you are young. Dear children, maybe often you are afraid, or not. Maybe you often have pain. How comes from them, when comes that? You know it, isn't it? comes by sin. When there were no sin, there should not be tribulation at all. When you didn't have sin, you shouldn't have pain at all. Elder ones in our midst, is there anybody here without tribulation, without sorrow, without grief, without pain? I don't think so. You can have it in your family. When the children are sick or are going away, not according to the word of God. Oh, children, I hope you shall never make pain and sorrow to your parents, that you go far away from the Lord and His word. What a grief shall that be for your poor parents. I hope you shall never can do that. But it happens often. Maybe you know the examples from the scripture. How was it with Esau? He didn't love the Lord at all, and he had God-fearing parents. What a difference with Jacob. We can have troubles in our body. I see here a lot of healthy people. That's a wonder. For you know, as I know, that there are a lot of handicapped, also young people. And it can happen, isn't it? Often happens it. You get an accident, seriously, and you are handicapped for your whole life. How can you be joyful then in that terrible tribulation? Troubles in our marriage. How many people, men and women, wife and husband, doesn't live and doesn't love like it ought to be? Have many troubles in it. And children see it and have their troubles too. Troubles in your work, in your business. Oh, the world is full of troubles and tribulations. And especially when you are a child of God. Then the Lord has promised you death. In the world, you shall have tribulation. That's needed for us. We can't miss it. Why not? We don't like it. We don't hope it. We pray often, oh Lord, let not happen this. Oh Lord, let not happen that. Oh Lord, may happen this, that my wishes are fulfilled, isn't it? And yet the Lord shall send us tribulations. For we need it. Why? Do you know it already in your own experience? Tribulations can be a sign of grace. That's the first thing I want to mention. For the Word of God says, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? That can be a real reason of joy, isn't it? When you feel in your tribulations, the Lord chasteneth me because he loves me. When you feel in the midst of all your sorrow and need the love of your heavenly Father, the love of your eldest brother, Jesus Christ, and the witness in your heart of the Holy Spirit that the Lord chastens you because he loves you, the love of the Lord as real experience in our heart makes us joyfully in the midst of tribulations. For there is not a thing so wonderful, friends, than really to know from the Lord Himself to be a child of God. When the Lord renews that in your heart, in the midst of all your troubles, then you are happy and are joyfully in the middle of your tribulations. But you say, maybe, that's not for everyone true. When you are not a child of God yet, what is then the meaning of the tribulations and the sorrows? Well, this, my friend, that you turn to the Lord, that you seek Him, that you see this life is going away, that you see it is not in this life. Eternity is coming, and shall I be saved for eternity? Asaph, the child of God, sometimes was jealous, isn't it, on the prosperity of the godless people. But then he says, till I paid attention and saw their end. My dear ones, my children, my young friends, how shall be your end? An happy end or eternal unhappy? Tribulations warn you. Your end shall be far more unhappy than everything you can happen here on earth. When you are not real converted to the Lord and not saved by the blood of Christ. So when you are not a child of God, the Lord chastens you because He wants to warn you and to call you to repentance, to conversion, to the Savior, who has spread it out, His arms to you, till now, and just at this moment. But for the people of God, chastisement, tribulations, are a sign of love. And it's not always easy for the people of God to see it. We see it in a lot of Psalms, isn't it? How can a child of God can be cast down among the many tribulations? How can fly away nearly all hope? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And then it happens. The psalmist, he sees on the Lord, on His love, and his hope is on Him. And there comes joy in the midst of all the tribulations. There is another point which can make tribulations joyful. It's the way of the Lord to make us more similar to Christ. When you are a child of God and the Holy Spirit is working in your heart in a saving way, you have the desire in your heart to be like Christ. That's the sighing of the Spirit in your heart. That's the longing of your soul. And that shall happen when you are in glory. Then we shall see Him like He is, and we shall be Him alike. And when grace is working in your soul, you have here the desire, but the way to be come alike Christ. That's not an easy way. Therefore our Lord said, whosoever want to come after me, let him take up his cross, deny himself, and follow me. That's not an easy way. The way of our Lord Jesus Christ was the way of the cross, was the way of suffering. And that shall be our way too. it was the way of hate. The world shall hate you because they hate me. You cannot be a friend of the world and a friend of Christ. That world that hates Christ shall hate you too. So it's impossible to be a Christian and not to have tribulation. And I think the more you are like Christ, the more shall be your tribulation. The more you want to win sinners for Christ, the more devil comes upon you. And all who serve him and are your enemies in the world, ye shall have tribulations. But it's the way to make us like Christ. I told it to you, and I remember, I think on Sunday, Luther says, what is a real Christian man? It's a little Christ. Do you remember, children? A real Christian is a little Christ. And from there out you can know it if you are a real Christian. If the desire and the prayer is daily in your heart, O Lord, make me like thee, that people, other people, can see Christ in me. And when that happens, and the Lord shows it you, that the way of tribulation he goes with you makes you more and more like Christ. There's growing Christ in your heart, in your life. And then you can see that by the Holy Spirit. Then can be such a joy. And we read that in Scripture, that the apostles were glad that the Lord made them worthy to suffer for him. And you know, children, what they had to suffer? Very strong beats on their backs. Very, very painful. Very, very cruel. And yet, they were glad, for they felt it was for Christ's sake that they suffered. Do you know the story, my dear children, of Paul and Silas in prison, with their feet in the blocks and their backs open with blood and wounds? And yet they were joyfully in the Lord, and they were singing the Lord. Do you remember? Do you see how glad the Lord makes his people in the middle of all their tribulations, when they are formed to the image of Christ? Another reason to be joyfully in the midst of all our tribulations is the means of the Lord to release us from our flesh, from our worldliness, from our pride. I hope to keep a topic also about Job. And he was a very righteous man, wasn't he? The Lord himself says it from him. But when there came tribulations, very heavy one, he never expected, then came out what was in him. We are too proud. We are standing too high. We need tribulations so that it is revealed what is living in us, so that we may learn more and more that when we are saved, it's grace only, nothing of us. We are so full of the flesh, so full of the world often. And we struggle against it. We pray against it. When we are real Christians and true children of God, The desire is in our heart to be freed of it, to be for the Lord totally, isn't it?
But the way to it, it's not an easy way. It's to crucify our flesh, to crucify our pride, to become really humble. There's a very nice poem in Dutch which gave a nice expression to what I mean, but it's hard to translate. O Lord, give me the lowest place. When thou want to give me a place, I'm not worthy. For never was there a man who committed so much evil against so many good, so much good. Give me the lowest place at the feet of our Lord Jesus. Did you ever were on that place? The lowest place at his feet, that's the best place on earth. A wonderful place. Blessed be the meek. Learn from me that I am meek. The lowest place, we must be freed from our flesh. And when we see the tribulations come and the sorrows come, and we see in our life that we are sanctified, that the Lord uses to bring us closer to him, then can we rejoice in the midst of all our tribulations. Tribulations make us ready for heaven. We are here on earth only a very short time. Do you have impression in your soul, young and old, what is eternity? Eternity. How soon shall we all be in eternity? In our eternal mansion. And the way to heaven is the way of tribulation. It's the narrow way, not the broad one. And the Lord wants to prepare his people on earth for heaven in the way of tribulation. And then we read from the portion of the Word of God, we read together still very nice things about it. Tribulations works patience. It bears fruits. And that's what we need. That our lives bear fruits. That we really live more and more to the honor and glory of God. And the fruit which is mentioned here is patience. In the Dutch Bible, there is used the word leidzaamheid. And I don't know exactly if that means the same as patience. It means willing to suffer, to agree with the Lord, to see that it is his hand. I never forgot, I once lost a little child of 5 days. And one of the comforts the Lord gave me in that time, that I clearly saw that it was his hand. And later on, the Lord gave me much more comfort, also concerning the place where my child now is. But in the first time that we lost our child, I had rest in the knowledge that it was the hand of the Lord. And it was the right hand. Willing to suffer because the Lord brings it on our way. Above all things and people, see the hand of the Lord. We are looking on people. Our mother does this wrong. Our father does this wrong. Our friends disappoint me wrong. People do me evil. We see on people. That's the one side. We must look above people in all things which happen in our life. There is the hand, the wisdom, the way of our Lord, and seeing that, friends, gives us patience, willing to suffer, willing to go the way the Lord goes with us. Therefore, David can say, when Shimei, maybe I say it not quite right, but he was mocking David when he flighted for Absalom. Let Shimei mock, for the Lord has said, mock David. No, that had the Lord not really said, but he saw the hand of the Lord, not Shimei, but the Lord who brought this sorrow and tribulation on his way. Tribulation, it works. Patience. What can give joy more in our tribulations, in our sorrows, when we see, really see, that the Lord let it happen for my good? For we read in Romans 8, 20, verse 28, for we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Do you hear it, children? All things, no exception. All things, all tribulations, all sorrows. What can happen ever? Do you see, my young friends, how happy the people of God really are? All things work together for good to them that love God. My dear young ones, do you love God? Is the love of God already in your heart? It's yes, or it is no. How terrible. How eternal terrible when it is no. Oh, pray earnestly that the Lord shall pour out his love in your heart. It cannot wait. It's the most important thing. You cannot miss it. When the love of God is shed abroad in your heart, you may know that all things work together for good to them that love God. The tribulation works patience, and the patience works exercise. In our Dutch Bible, there is another word, and I think it's better to translate it with experience. Exercise, maybe it's the same. Experience. For only by experience you can really know what things are. it's very easy to speak about tribulations. And a minister, you know, often comes in houses and speaks often with people with much tribulations. A lot. But it's very difficult really to know it. When you come with a man who lost his wife, when you come in a family where a child died, and because I had the same experience, the loss of a child, I can understand people better, what they feel, how it is in their heart. Only by experience, by exercise, you really know how things are. That's in the spiritual life the case, but that's also in natural life. That's also in tribulations. You can only be exercised by experience. And what a nice experience it is, isn't it? When you are in the midst of all troubles and you rejoice in your Lord. I think to David, when he had to fly for Absalom, his child, he made Psalm 3. He had rest in the Lord. He could sleep very well. And yet he was persecuted. And yet his heart was full of sorrow about his most beloved son, who wanted to kill his own father. Wasn't that terrible? And yet he could sing, I fell asleep in rest, for God was his hope, God was his joy. The Lord lifted him up above all his troubles. He had the exercise, the sweet experience of the nearness of his God and Lord. And then you know it really. Then you have the exercise yourself. And the patience works exercise. For when you have no patience, where you don't agree with the way of the Lord, and you are against him, then you cannot have the experience of his nearness. Then you cannot have at that moment the experience of joy in the Lord. We see it in the life of Job, isn't it? We shall hear more of it tomorrow, the Lord giving. He had peace, he had rest, when he could say, the Lord has given, the Lord has taken, the name of the Lord shall be glorified. But when he lost that, and he began to cry, why, O Lord, what have I done that I must suffer all these things? Then the rest and the joy in the Lord disappeared, went away. That's the way of the Lord. Patience works, exercise, and the experience, the exercise works hope. Yes, when the world, a godless man, has to suffer, such a man is hopeless. No hope. Well, the world has, of course, hope. Keep hope. Keep courage, they say. Things shall going better. But it's not true. Things shall never going better, my friend, when you are living without hope. Without the true Christian hope. When your hope not is founded in the work of Christ, in the sacrifice of Christ, and your hope not is founded in God himself, you have no hope at all. Yes, you have hope, but it is a very vain hope. The world hopes, and many religious people hopes too. But how terrible it is to have a vain hope, isn't it? But when you, in the midst of all your tribulations, may experience the real hope in God, may your hope is in God alone, And when you find rest in the way he goes, and when the Lord lifts you up above yourself, above all your tribulations, and it can sing in your heart the goodness of the Lord. Oh, the Lord's people know these things by exercise. That living hope which makes not ashamed, not ashamed, not ashamed in this life, not ashamed on the day of judgment, not ashamed into all eternity. I hope you all may have exercise of that living hope. And tribulation, sorrow, is the way in which the Lord will give it, will work it, will strengthen it, so that you may grow in the knowledge of God. Tribulations are very needy. We can't miss them, and we shall have them, but we shall not be without hope, without the living hope which God gives his children in the middle of all their sorrows. Why does the hope not make ashamed? Well, the apostle says, because the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Spirit, which has been given to us. O child of God, you have a treasure in your soul. You have the greatest treasure in your heart. The Holy Spirit is given unto you. He is living in you. He is working in you. He is comforting you. And in the middle of all your tribulations, you are never alone. Not one moment. He is always in you. He is always working in you. The Holy Spirit given unto you. Therefore, you never can be separated of the love of God. And all the ways God goes with you makes that you come nearer to him, nearer to your chief end, nearer to your most beloved one. How great is the goodness of the Lord for his people, when his love is working in our souls, and his love makes a way, the love to the world, the love to the sin, the love to all which can separate us from him. For the love of God congers in life, in heart, and heart of his people, my young and old ones. I hope you understand a little now that by the grace of the Lord, it is possible to be joyful in your tribulations. That when the Lord is in your heart, and the Holy Spirit working in your soul, you are never alone, and the Lord is always with you. He helps you through all the ways you have to go, and he prepares you for that great eternal place, the eternal mansion, where God take away all your tears from your eyes, where God shall be all in all, and you are in eternal gladness. That's the way of tribulation ends in eternal glory, eternal gladness. And therefore, I hope that you all may choose by grace that narrow way, the way of sorrow here, the way of tribulation here, and the way of glory when you come in eternal happiness, eternal communion with your most beloved one. Let's pray and thank together now. O Lord, we thank thy holy name that thou enabled us to hear and to speak something about the joy which thou givest thy people in all their tribulations. Rest in the way which thou goest, O Lord. Give us all the exercise of it. Work with thy Holy Spirit in the hearts of each of us, so that we all know from that living hope which maketh not ashamed, when the love of God is poured out in our soul. Pardon our sins, O Lord, also from this hour and this speaking and hearing, and bless it to the soul of each of us. Be with us the rest of this day. Bring safely to us they who still expect we, O Lord. Take away all our iniquities and give us a heart in the fear and the love of thee. We ask it only for Jesus' sake. Amen.